We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Parkins brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
A few texts at 670-11 have made me laugh and made me think, as you guys often do. Here's one. The White Sox in the delayed three-way getting Gleyber Torres from the Yankees means Cubs fans have to watch Torres and Eloy Jimenez hit 3-4, win 10 World Series, and go to the Hall of Fame as members of the White Sox.
Nice. There you go.
There's his Cub-infused wet baseball dream.
I enjoy that, sure.
Here's one. No, Danny, the worst outcome would be thinking you're a contender around July 31st and keeping Manny Machado for a playoff run, missing the playoffs, and then watching him walk for nothing.
That's
a terrible scenario. Right
that
there.
Is a slightly worse scenario than Machado suffering an injury and getting nothing for him.
Yeah, that means you get nothing and you move down to the middle of the first round of the draft, etc.
However, you then don't trust Rick Hahn. Like you can't trust him then. Like you honestly, you don't believe that Rick Hahn is running the show. You don't believe that the Sox are committed to a rebuild. Like, there to me is not a scenario where they go for it.
This texter, and I think a lot of others, are poisoned by decades of the deadline being approached as, let's grab that one more piece and contend, even though we're not really that good.
I understand that. I honestly do, right? It's like Bears cynicism. You're conditioned for it, and you come by it honestly. Like, right. I do empathize with it, but maybe this is a time when, you know, rational, your boy Park over here has, like, could be a little bit of a guiding light. You don't trade Chris Sale and Adam Eaton and bottom out and trade Quintana and get all these prospects to then all of a sudden go for half a season with Manny Machado. You just don't do it.
I think that you should know that every time you refer to yourself as Park, it devalues your opinions just a little
bit. That's fine.
Just
no problem, babe. No problem, babe. Yeah, it's totally fine.
It does not make me vibe with you.
Yeah, I get it. I hate that nickname. I was mad that it came here. You brought it here.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Passan brought
Jeff Passan brought
it. Yeah, Passan brought
your
it.
Your buddy.
That's true.
Your pal.
Yeah.
Jeff Passan called you Park the first time we had him
he
on.
He is my buddy. I'll forgive him for that.
Yeah. I seized upon it and ran with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, trust me. I hate it. But it conjures back to some good memories.
I know. I understand. But there's like there's a direct correlation to the value of your opinions every time you refer to yourself as
fair enough.
Just so you know.
Daniel Parkins, the rational thought provider. No, but it's not going to happen.
Like that's a business card.
That just will not happen.
Can I find you on my list of rational thought providers?
Please. Yeah.
Unless it involves Kyle
it's a consulting
Schwarber.
Gig that I have on the side supplement my income.
All right. So ordinarily, this would be a lot bigger today, but it is big and it'll have lasting effect. The Cubs signed another relief pitcher. His name is Steve Cishek. He is a submariner, straight up submariner. Who finished the year in Tampa. His last 2 years have been the best of his career. Last year, between two teams, over the course of, I think, 49 games, he had a whip under 0.9. Anything under one is pretty damn good. This was under 0.9. Everything sinks. And like he's got a sinker. That sinks. Hmm. He's got a slider. That has been described as a worm burner. Even a slider being described as a worm burner because he starts so low with that submarine style. It kind of floats a little but goes sideways and stays low. And even his fastball has sinking action. So a heavy, heavy ground ball guy for a very good defensive infield and certainly trustworthy in some late innings. He's been used occasionally to close with hit and miss success, but a long career so far with reasonable success in the last 2 years. Very, very good. So it's a 2-year deal.
I like adding a piece to the bullpen that is just completely change the look guy. Like, that's fun to have in a bullpen when you talk about guys identifying roles and all that. Mm-hmm. This is the Jim Hickey influence, right?
Yes.
He spent the second half of last year with Tampa Bay. You hire their pitching coach. He knows Joe Maddon. He signs off on this. We've talked to Jim Hickey before. So this is, you know, oh, hey, are we interested in Alex Cobb? We got Jim Hickey. Are we interested in Steve Cishek? We got Jim Hickey. And then you want to talk about like a competent organization, identifying a plan, sticking to it, and executing it at the winter meetings?
No.
Tyler Chatwood is still the largest free agent contract that has been given out this offseason in baseball in terms of pure dollars. Three years, $38
million. Mm-hmm.
The Cubs signed Brandon Morrow, 2 years with an option. They signed Drew Smyly, 2 years. They signed Steve Cishek,
2 years.
2 years. So spend money, not assets, in trades, no long-term deals, don't break the bank, but retool your pitching staff.
All that stuff conceptually is completely in line.
They did
with what they've done.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Smyly may be a rotation piece, not this year, but next year. You've got a rotation piece for this year in Chatwood, and then you have two bullpen arms who have the ability to pitch in high leverage spots.
Yes, you do. And if, as our Bruce Levine said on these airwaves yesterday and then later wrote, the Cubs are very much in play for Wade Davis as they wait out the market a little bit.
Correct.
Can you imagine bringing Wade Davis back into a bullpen that now has Cishek and Brandon Morrow added into it? Along with Strope, who you like. And then you don't have to worry about Edwards so much as a high leverage guy. You've got Morrow and Cishek to get you to Wade Davis in certain games.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. And it'd be.
Yes, it would.
It would suck for Wade Davis, right? Because the market didn't materialize. Like, if Wade Davis would have been a free agent 1 year earlier, he would have been in line for that 4-for-64 type of contract that maybe is too rich for the Cubs' blood. So he would begrudgingly come back to Chicago. I feel like I'm sure he would say all of the right things,
yeah,
but he would have lost out on tens of millions of dollars.
A texter points out that Cishek is memorable because he was part of the greatest Cubs comeback in history. I don't know if that's the case, but certainly in the World Series year, that Sunday night against the Mariners after Brian Mattis was given the start that he had been guaranteed. So Theo had to go down after the game and apologize to the players.
Right.
But they came back and won it on a John Lester squeeze bunt and a beautiful Jason Hayward head first slide. Steve Cishek is the one who blew that save.
Nice pull by the texter. Which call do you want here, Paul or Keith?
Let's do Paul in Orland Park.
What's up, Paul? You're on the score.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say, as a Sox fan, I think listening to Rick Hahn is very clear, I think, that he's in charge of this rebuild. And just because of it being a rebuild, he's in charge, that he's let go everybody and he's accumulated all this young talent. And the fact that he said, but he didn't say, in his statement earlier today, he said that it was clear that they're still on the same path as far as the strategy of the way he wants to build the team. That would mean to me that if they were going to go after someone like Manny Machado and trade away some of their young talent that they acquired, they would only do that if they would see him signing a long-term deal. That's what I heard in his statement without him saying that. And I think that would make sense. He's a 25-year-old. I think the Sox are poised to probably be good in the next couple of years.
Hey, Paul, I think you hearing that is very wishful on your part, that he would only do it. Or you hearing that a deal would be in place? Like, I don't.
Right.
I don't think there's any way, if I'm Manny Machado, I agree to anything like that, you know, in a trade. You've got. It's going to be an unbelievable free agency boon for him next year. I know it's a busy time for a lot of teams and a lot of players, but he's going to get a lot of money.
Well, the Sox have a lot of money, too, to spend.
They
don't have any really big free agents that they have signed right now. And if they're looking for a long-term all-star type player, they may be willing to pay for it. And Manny Machado might see a good home for a future with a lot of young talent and a winning team.
Good call, Paul. We appreciate it. Texter also says, "How are you really going to be able to get a prospect like Gleyber Torres for half a season without having to give up your top prospects for a full season of Machado?" Totally reasonable point. But if it was to the Yankees and Machado wanted to be there, like Stanton wanted to be there,
yeah.
If the Orioles are not willing to grant you a negotiating window for the player, maybe Manny Machado to go to the Yankees would be willing to do it, and mm-hmm. that's when you would be able to get more value in return at the deadline, right? Like, you'd be able to say, hey, Manny, we can trade you to the Yankees right now. You interested in talking to them about a long-term contract? The Yankees come to your agent and say, how's $350 million sound? Okay, yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested in going to the Yankees, getting an extra playoff run, mm-hmm. getting there early, and signing there long-term.
I'm just workshopping here, but help me.
Not that I think you'd get Torres, but
I get you.
It would be a different set of circumstances with them with the Sox trading him as opposed to the Orioles.
Steve Cishek. So Steve sells Cishek's by the Cubs store? Huh? Working with me? Steve sells C-Shecks by the, I don't know, Cub Store is really all I got. I'm just glad it's not Pat Neshek, because Steve C-Shek and Pat Neshek, who are both sidearmers, both submariners. I always get confused. No? You're nowhere with me? All right. I'll keep working.
Pat Neshek sells seashells down by the seashore.
Pat Neshek sells Steve Neshek by the Cub Store. Something. All right. Keep working.
You did great work with the song that we're recording later on today.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
You did great work with that. This is not your best.
Holiday singing.
Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Very, very confident, Nico Miritich. It is the Spiegel and Parkins Show on The Score.
Really good, no? I mean, I'm really good at the game, and I tell you guys, I come back, we win, things are going to be all right, yeah?
Is that racist? I'm not ordering in Serbian-Croatian.
I don't think so.
Serbian-Montenegrin restaurant.
I'm glad you asked if it was racist after you did it, though. That's always the order you want to do those things in.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, I don't think that's racist.
Okay, good.
By the way, we will talk Bulls here in just a second, but pick a player in about 15 minutes. I just want to tell you, because there's going to be some serious strategy involved for the callers, okay?
Yeah.
Patrick Manley is one of the players. Ruben Spiegel, who's 5. Addie Zawoski, who's 7.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan Sandberg, who's the worst pick a player in the history of the game. So it's just a real dilemma. Who's better at the game? The Hall of Famer or the 5-year-old?
Or the 7-year-old?
I don't know.
And again, the battle of wits between the Zawoski and Spiegel children continues.
Yeah, that's right.
I think next time we get Ryan here, we have to do the same categories with him as the children.
Yes.
And see who does better.
I agree.
And then we could change the game.
Ryan Sandberg.
People could just bet on who they think.
Right, we just set odds. We don't even involve callers.
Star Wars characters with Ryan Sandberg.
Today's the day, buddy.
It is the day. It's very exciting.
Are you going tonight?
You going tonight? What time do they start showing?
I'm going at 8 p.m.
Okay.
But I think they start, you know, dinner time.
Really?
Nerd!
Whatever. It's going to gross like $400 billion. I'm not
that
a nerd.
That means it's good.
Just remember, on Earth is going.
Yeah, anything that's popular is good. Good call.
No, get bent. It's 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they're saying this is the best one since Empire Strikes Back. I'm very excited.
More highly rated than any Steely Dan album.
Babe.
What are you vibing me, babe?
I don't like the Star Wars vibe. Too much violence. If they would just all smoke some hashish together, they wouldn't have to fight. But I like the elements of the Force, the light side, the dark. Reminds me of seeing the dead in 89 in Boston and in Cali.
I think we should just let Spat host the whole show.
Oh, God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, I bet you do.
It's too real.
It just hits a little too close to home. That's right. Freaking Spat.
So here's my question with Nico.
Oh, yeah. Nico Miritich.
I know that this is overwhelmingly likely to be a mirage, and I know that it is still overwhelmingly likely that they are going to trade him. However, is it possible? The Bulls have a team option for Nico Miritich this offseason.
Okay.
So it's not like they're at any risk of losing him in the offseason unless they want to lose him, right? If he plays well for the next dozen games or so, it's only going to be 15, 16 games of playing well. You probably are still just getting a second-round pick, a future second-round pick for Nico.
Oh, and maybe how about a young player? A young asset with a possible higher ceiling that you think is fun?
I don't think that that's possible. I think that his body of work has been so bad and so inconsistent that I don't think that you're getting a guy on a rookie contract who was a first-round pick with upside. I don't think. So I guess my question is, if you think it's real, and he beat out Portis before the season, and he worked out, and you did not say that you wanted to trade him, and he's playing really well right now, is it potentially worth it to let Nico play on this really bad team that we still know over the course of the season is going to be really bad, and maybe trading him this offseason for a first-round pick instead of a second-round pick?
You think if he has a really good year...
What if it's real? And I don't think it's real. Again, that was the qualifier on the front end. I don't think it's real.
And let's admit that you and I are coming from a place where we were smitten at the very beginning with
no
Nico.
No question.
Coming with the initial march of explosion, we both were smitten. And now, yes, he has worked out in the offseason, and he's looking incredibly good. Yeah, it was. I think he is the very living, breathing definition of empty calories that you are watching right here. In so many ways, you know, somebody on a bad team has to score points. Also, as you and I were talking about this morning, how about that stat line?
It's impressive. 102 minutes in four games, four wins, zero assists. Zero assists in four games for as much as he's had the ball is pretty remarkable.
And especially when he's been talking about loving Fred's system, where move the ball.
Zero assists. Even do that. How many passes has he made?
Justin Holliday's jealous.
He's hitting all these shots, though. Like, he's scoring in a pretty efficient way. Like, so, you know, yeah, he's not sharing the ball. He's catching and shooting. I'm just saying.
I mean, you got to work to do that. Like, that guy's open. Nope, want to keep my stat line clean.
All right, well, just be ready that when they trade him for a future second round pick and he plays well on another team,
fine.
You can't. Okay, fine.
I'll give you a better answer.
Okay, but you can't just say, well, Garpak should have held on to him because they would have gotten more value for him.
No chance.
Okay.
But I'll give you a better answer after Joe.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Spiegel and Parkins on the score. Nico Mirotic. Four games, four wins, talking trash, being confident, efficient from the floor. What was it, 29 again? Like, he's just like resetting career highs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 29, I think, with zero assists because that's how he rolls.
Yeah. All right. So to me, this is the classic let it play out scenario. To me, this is the
Sorry, you missed your chance. That's the first segment on 11 o'clock.
This is just, let's let it play out. Let's see what happens. Let's give him every opportunity to turn back into the pumpkin that we all know he is. Let's let it play out.
I think once January 15th comes around, you must remove him. You must remove him for a variety of reasons. Number one being, you have seen what it looks like when he is asked to be a piece of something larger. Just be a piece of a team, Nico. It was ugly.
You see those handshakes with him and Robin Lopez?
Oh,
they got chemistry.
No, you have seen it in the past couple of years when you're actually trying to do something.
I know.
And you're like, oh, no, you just have to be a piece. You come in. No. He's shown you what he is as a teammate and as a piece of something larger than himself. It will go ahead. Let him be somebody else's seventh man and realize, oh, God, that's a brutal thing to have. The other thing is that he's helping you win games. You can't win games, man. Stop winning games. That's not what this year's about. Let Zach LaVine be the problem, the reason that you might win more games than you like. Let that be Zach LaVine or Lauri Markkanen. Get this Jamoke, who you know cannot be a piece of something good, in my opinion. Get him gone. These are my thoughts.
They're going to trade him. They're going to trade him. I'm just preparing you for him to be okay on another team and people to come circle back around and say, we gave away an asset for nothing and we're going to just sell that second round pick when it comes back around for us.
Yeah.
So the Bulls can't be in the perennial position of selling assets low. That's my only hesitation with this. That, yeah, I don't want Nico to play well enough for the Bulls to get the sixth pick instead of the third pick. Like, I don't want that to be the case. But I also, if he can turn into an extra first round pick by letting him play out the season, that could make up for it for a team that needs assets. Hold on.
Asset or asshat?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's an asshat. I'm still on that side.
Yeah, I am. One texter calls him Carmelo Mirotic.
That's brilliant.
I love that. I'm going to have to steal that. And I know, but the calories are just as empty. And another mail dog says, if Jordan Bell is worth $3.5 million, Nico's going to get us at least $4 million.
Jordan Bell will right in. Oh, he threw it off the backboard.
Whatever.
All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's shown you what he is. And he's shown you what he is when you ask him to be something larger. We are following the very latest on all the hot stove rumors. Dan Duquette, the general manager of the Orioles, has now said that no team will be given a window to negotiate with Manny Machado. Says that's not something they will do. We've played some Rick Hahn comments from earlier. He's pretty much intimating that you know, just trust me. Relax. I know what I'm doing. We have the same long-term goals that we always have. And I think saying that those rumors are coming from Baltimore, from Rick Hahn's perspective.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree. I
think there are reasons why these rumors coming from the White Sox perspective does make sense. Two of them. One we already joked about, Sox Fest excitement and just fan excitement. Fans are jazzed and talking and thinking and dreaming. The other thing is, if you're Manny Machado, you might hit free agency realizing that the White Sox loved you so much, they were considering giving up prospects to get you, even without the possibility of having you. That's how much the White Sox love you. So you leak that out there, too.
I'm of the belief that if Manny Machado hits the open market in free agency, that you'll have to pony up.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll have to be the highest bidder.
Well, I think multiple teams will be up there in the stratosphere.
I understand, but so, if you don't bring him to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
I will be floored if the White Sox just win the bidding for Manny Machado.
Right.
When the Yankees or the Angels or any of the other rumored teams that have the Red Sox, the White Sox, all the teams that have been rumored to be interested in reaching out to them about yeah. it, you get all of them with Manny Machado's agent, 26 years old, hitting the open market. He's got 180 career big league home runs at that point.
Elite and defensively.
And he just chooses the White Sox. Like, that just strikes me as very, very, very unlikely. And I think it's still.
And if they agree with that, or if they
yeah,
want to get him in
here.
That's why
the risk is potentially worth it.
Look at our culture.
Yeah.
Look at our Jose Abreu and our Yoan Moncada. Look at our Ricky Renteria. Examine what we're doing and what we're building here.
So you have given up on the possibility of Nico Mirotic at 26 years old playing his way into becoming better trade value. You still are committed. January 15th, you have to trade him. That day.
Because
I'm not there. The only like I'm
so
not
it's
saying
the deadline
that,
February. It's
I'm
the
not
middle
saying
of February.
That he is a piece of the Bulls' future. That is not my stance on Nico. I'm with you. I think that he is fool's gold, and he will ultimately be someone else's problem.
You're saying wait till the offseason, potentially.
Potentially, okay. Like if between now and the first time you can trade him, he keeps stringing together good games, let him turn himself into an asset.
Mm.
Like let him play his way back into being something more than future second round pick, because I think that that's at least possible. Like that's the only thing that I think is still in play.
All right,
that he plays his way back into actually bringing you back something real.
Right, and I don't like that he's helping you win games.
I don't either. You think I like that? I want Michael Porter. I don't like it either. I'm just saying he might be able to play himself back into having some sort of value.
All right. So on one hand, you've got the difference in possible value over the course of 6 months.
Right.
Versus winning a certain amount of games in this particular lottery, which is one. And maybe, you know, you might have two where you're going to be this bad, hopefully, but it might just be the only one. I think that chance of winning more games is worse.
You trade Lopez. You know, you trade you're, and they're going to. Like, yeah. They should trade Lopez yesterday.
That's one that they will be awful. That defense,
right.
Like he's one of the top 10 in the league in net rating or in those on-off stats just because he's the only person that knows what defense
right.
is.
Trade him.
That's big.
Trade Lopez. Because his value, he's just the definition of a known commodity. He makes you much worse when he's gone. Trade Lopez immediately and maybe, just maybe, let Nico stick around a little bit longer to raise his value.
What can they get for Cameron Payne at this point?
Yeah, not much.
Okay.
312-644-6767, Manley, Sandberg, and two children. Sounds like pick a player on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Pick a Player is brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. You're playing for $25 to Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Pepe's serving Chicago the best Mexican cuisine for 50 years. A couple people dropped, actually, during the break. 312-644-6767.
We need a rare opportunity to get in right now.
Yeah,
on
didn't
the
even
floor.
Need a hold for the commercial break.
Yeah,
so we need some players here. Get some players in. We only got a couple guys on the line right now.
Famously, Ryne Sandberg once was able to name zero members of the Chicago White Sox.
That is correct.
Including Jose Abreu or anybody else you could think of.
We've got... And that is the laugh when he realized he could name zero.
Yeah.
The contestants, the players, Patrick Manley, Ryne Sandberg, Ruben Spiegel, Addy Zawoski, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a long snapper, and a baseball Hall of Famer. It is a margin of victory game. All right. It's players. Those are the players. You're
yep.
the callers. Whichever caller beats the player by the widest margin gets the prize.
A couple weeks ago, my boy named 8 colors in 15 seconds.
You were very proud.
He came up with gray very late in the process, and it gave me way too much pride.
Corey in Bourbonnais, Manley, Ruben, Addy Zawoski, or Sandberg. Pick a player.
I'll take Ruben.
He goes to the 5-year-olds. Okay.
Whatever.
All right. I understand. Ruben Spiegel, 5 years old, had 15 seconds to name as many superheroes as he could. Corey, superheroes, 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Superman, Batman,
What?
I'm not big on my superheroes.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Corey, I want you to stay on the line here because I want you to hear yourself lose to a child. All right? I want you to stay on the line.
Feel the shame.
Yeah, I'm going to keep your phone up, and I want you to listen with the rest of Chicago to Ruben Spiegel as he dominates you in a game of wit and thinking.
Superman, Iron Man, Captain America, Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern.
Dominated.
How do you feel, Corey?
Yeah, I feel pretty bad losing to a kid, but good job.
All right. Just think about it over the holidays, all right, and do better.
Thanks, buddy. How many did my boy get? 6? 7?
7.
7?
7.
Okay, including under pressure, just like gray with the colors. He came up with Green Lantern under the pressure.
Very impressive.
My God. How do you not get Spider-Man? That's, come on.
He loves Spider-Man. Actually, if you listen to the raw tape, which I have of Parkins recording Pick a Player with Ruben, he, like 10 seconds later, he's like, Hulk! Damn it!
Yeah.
I forgot the Hulk.
Dave in Gurnee, Addy Zawoski, Patrick Manley, or Ryan Sandberg. Pick a player.
Let's go with Rhino.
Let's go with the Hall of Famer. Let's go with the Hall of Famer.
Sandwiched between the children.
All right. Ryan Sandberg had 15 seconds to name as many different car brands as he could. Car brands, Dave, 15 seconds on your mark. Get set, go.
Nissan, Mazda, BMW, Mercedes, Toyota, Ford, Chevy, GMC, Subaru.
Nice job.
That's a 9 spot.
It's very, very respectable.
Not bad, not bad, not bad. Let's see if Sandberg knows his cars.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Mercedes. Wow.
That's awesome. Rhino's the king.
He's the best.
He's great, man. All right, next category with Rhino. Hair replacement services. You have 15 seconds. Go!
All right, so that is a +5 for Dave and Gurnee. That is a very, very strong score. Picking on the Hall of Famer. Oh, man. Corey in Woodstock, Addy Zawoski or Pat Manley? Pick a player.
Let's go Pat Manley.
Pat Manley, leaving Jay Zawoski's daughter on the board. All right, Pat Manley had 15 seconds to name as many United States presidents as he could. U.S. presidents, 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
George Washington, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Thomas Jefferson, Franklin Pierce, Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, George Bush the first, George Bush the second, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy.
All right, time. What'd you say on Franklin?
I said Franklin Pierce. That's the 14th president of the United States.
Okay, sounds good. That's an 11 spot. Nice pull on Franklin Pierce. I enjoyed that one. It's probably the least well-known president.
He had 12, by the way.
He had 12?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Franklin Pierce, not very well-known. Millard Fillmore, only known because his name is fun to say.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, Franklin Pierce, nobody thinks about him.
No one thinks about him. It's interesting. George Washington, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Franklin Pierce.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Ruben could have come up for Franklin Pierce.
Let's see if Pat Manley knows his U.S. presidents.
Donald Trump, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Garfield,
Do you mean the cat, Gargano?
I think he did. I think he did. All right, that's 9 for Manoli, so that's a +3, which is still not good enough to beat Dave and Gurney's +5. No Barack Obama in Pat Manoli's.
Really?
Class. Yeah, he didn't mention Obama.
I heard Bush. He went
he
back
is from Georgia, guys. Let's
cut the man some slack.
Matt.
We'll see him tomorrow, by the way. Pat Manoli's going to come out and hang out with us for a long time at Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison for the Scores Holiday Broadcast. That's tomorrow. We're there between 9 and 1, brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And then B&G are there after us, so you can come out with the Score and hang out at Shoeless Joe's from 9 to 6 tomorrow on the Score. All right, last up. Matt in Lakeview, you have to beat a 7-year-old by 6 or more. How you feeling?
I'm about to get embarrassed by a 7-year-old.
Yep, that's I think how it's going to end as well. All right, Matt. 15 seconds against Addie Zawoski, Jay's lovely daughter. She had 15 seconds to name as many NHL teams as she could. NHL teams, 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Blackhawks, Blues, Wild, Stars, Kings, Bruins, Penguins, Canadiens, Maple Leafs, Oilers, Lightning, I blew it there at the end.
That's 11.
That's solid, though,
it's a,
man.
It's a solid score. It's a solid score. I have no idea what to expect. I have not heard these.
This is NHL teams?
NHL teams, Jay Zawoski's Pride and Joy, Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, I mean.
The host of the Madhouse Hockey Podcast.
Correct. Hockey's on all the time in that house.
All right, if I set the over-under at 8.5.
That's a good number.
Where are you going?
I'm
going to
go under 8.5.
You're going to go under 8.5?
Yeah.
I'll bet on the child. Is there anything morally wrong with that?
Wouldn't stop you.
All right. Let's hear it.
Canadians, Blackhawks.
What was your favorite team?
Detroit. Red Wings.
That's bad.
He says that's bad.
I gasped when she said, I said, your favorite, and she said Detroit.
Oh, boy. And wow. She came up with Red Wings.
Oh, my God.
You looked at her, you said, Detroit sucks.
How dare you? Go sleep in the garage.
Wow. Low point in parenting, Jay?
Oh, yes. Yes, by a mile.
Do you know how Chris Chelios heard me? Do you know?
I think I audibly gasp when she says that.
At the end, he just goes, that's bad. How bad did you make her feel?
Oh, when that ended?
I just walked away.
Just walked away.
No dinner. No dinner for you. Here's some gruel.
Canadians, Blackhawks. What
was your favorite team?
Detroit. Red Wings.
That's bad.
There is a gasp. There's an audible gasp in there.
Jay, what were you going for with her favorite team?
She used to love the Bruins. I don't know why. She just, for whatever reason, liked the colors, liked the logo, whatever, but she used to like the Bruins. Oh.
So that's a win for Matt in Lakeview with a +8. Congratulations on the money to Pepe's. That is amazing.
+8. Is that a record? Is that a pick a player record, by the way?
It might be. It might be. +8 is a very, very good score. Oh, God. Back to the hot stove next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.